This is the Family Honor Podcast, a series that explores topics relating to family life, virtue, theology of the body, chastity, and God's gift of human sexuality. Today, you'll hear Family Honor presenter Vincent Weaver talking about sexting and how can a parent protect their children.
With all of these revelations we're hearing about in the news these days of sexual harassment, you really got to wonder what's leading to this. Well, a likely factor behind all of this is the readily available access to pornography. And one form of pornography that parents really need to be aware of is sexting. Now, what is sexting? Sexting is sending of sexually explicit pictures or videos to others through phones or through social media. And 50% of all teens will send some form of sexually explicit picture or video to others during their teen years. And 15% of these pictures are sent to people the teen does not even know. So why do they do it? Well, for one thing, it's seen as easy. It's also seen as very normal, and some people even see it as a joke. Many teens also see this as being a normal part of being in a relationship. Half of all girls that send such pictures feel pressured to do so, and about 20% of boys do. And all in all, 61% of teens feel pressured to send such pictures or videos at least once along the way. They also get a neurological thrill out of doing this, very similar to the charge that a teen would get from getting likes or other attention on Facebook or other social media. So why is this dangerous? Well, it's dangerous for one thing because just having such pictures or videos on your phone can be a felony. It can be possession of child pornography. Also, these pictures, these videos, are going to be shared with others in many cases, people that the teen never intended them to go to. And a lot of teens are under the impression that if they use Snapchat, where it appears to just disappear after they send the message or the video, that is not the case. In the electronic world, such pictures, such videos never truly disappear. And finally, why is it dangerous? It's because teens can have a great sense of loss of self-worth. And this can lead to attempted suicide or even actual suicide. So what's a parent to do? Well, for one thing, parents, be a parent. Know what your teen is up to. Talk to them about these things. Let them know you want to be that go-to person. You want to be the authority in their lives on questions and problems that they run into. But for them to feel comfortable with that, the teen needs to perceive a warm, approachable, caring, and credible relationship with you. That type of relationship takes time. It takes an investment on your part, but it is so worth it. Parents, also remember that just because your teen's friends have smartphones doesn't mean your teen needs a smartphone. In fact, if you weigh the pros and the cons, it's really hard to make a case that a young teen benefits from having a smartphone. And finally, talk to your teen about who they are and what their purpose is in life. A great start with that conversation is reading a very short book from Christopher West called The Theology of the Body for Beginners, or attend a Family Honor program. Want more on this topic? Go to familyhonor.org.
You've been listening to the Family Honor Podcast. For more information, the website is familyhonor.org.